Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
Welcome.
What's up?
Happy March. I guess it's been March. I don't know why I said but
listen,
you know.
We were talking before. There's been so much just going on that we're like, what is the day?
I know. I kind of forget because the weather's been so back and forth that I keep thinking it's like going to be spring and then the time change. Oh, who's feeling that? I mean, I will be happy when it's nice and like bright late at night, but we're not there yet because it was pitch black this morning when I had to get up. So that was fun.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping they pass the whole thing to like, we're just done with the whole time change thing. It doesn't make any sense.
It takes me half the year to get used to it, and then by then we're back. So, yeah.
Exactly. It's just not fun.
It is not fun. So, that's where we're at. Today's my parents' birthday. I forgot I was going to mention that. They have the same birthday. Isn't that cute?
Yes.
So, by the time this comes out, it will be past their birthday. But shout out to them. One of them is officially considered a senior citizen, and I'm sure that one won't be happy that I'm sharing that. They're a year apart, but... I said, hey, think about all the discounts and stuff. Like, totally take advantage of that, you know?
Right? Yes.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all I've got.
That's awesome. Happy birthday, Shannon's parents.
Yes, Shannon's parents.
Real quick, I wanted to share, I am going to be doing, I don't know if for anyone who's on TikTok or follows these things, I am going to be doing the Trans Rights Readathon. March 20th through the 27th. There's been a lot of stuff that's going through. They're trying to essentially make being trans illegal in quite a few states, Nebraska included. So what it is March 20th through the 27th. I am going to be reading, my goal is 10 books written by trans non-binary authors. And so I have a Pledge It page for anyone who might want to donate. I'm going to be donating to Omaha's Trans Stitching, which is a closet for people to get gender-confirming clothes, toiletries, things like that. But then I'm also going to be donating to Trans Lifeline, which is a national organization that specializes in trying to help trans suicide prevention, mental health, and those types of things. You got the world we're living in right now. I just can't believe, I feel like we're backsliding. So this is something that I'm passionate about. I want to help support. So if anyone feels so inclined, I will have that, my Pledge It page linked in our show notes for anyone who might want to donate. If you do, thank you. I appreciate it. If not, even just sharing it, if you can copy that link and share it, greatly appreciated. But other than that, I don't think we have a whole lot going on this week.
10 books. So, you got that in the bag. That's all I got to say about that. 10 books is not that many. So you got it. Yeah. We don't have anything else exciting going on here. So,
right.
You know, just living the dream.
Oh yes. So, I guess let's dive in, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of excited.
All right.
I'm always excited, but
you know, this week I am cheating a little bit. We're going to say that this is an Oklahoma case. But the woman I'm talking about, she was actually born in Alabama and she lived in a few different areas. One of them was Kansas. So we're still,
it's fine.
We're still
as
there.
Long as it touches in one of the heartland states, I think it's fine.
And it all comes to a head in Oklahoma. And okay. So that's where I'm like, we're calling this an Oklahoma one.
Yeah. That's fine. I like
it. You know, so there we go. So this week I'm going to be talking about Nanny Doss, and I got Murderpedia, Wikipedia. There's another site. Those will be linked in the show notes too. Some articles, about her, but she was born in Blue Mountain, Alabama, on November 4th of 1905 to Lou and James Hazel, and was one of five children. She had one brother and three sisters. And now the thing is because of like how old this case is, like information, like details can be hard to find. So I don't know where in this five children she fell, you know, Couldn't really find anything about that, but she was one of five. And apparently her dad was like super strict and like just very controlling. So Nanny and her siblings didn't get a very good education because he would often make his children skip school to work on their farm.
Solid yep. dad.
Yep. And a couple of the articles I read talked about how like Nanny and her mother both hated her father, James. I guess aside from being strict, he could also be pretty nasty. I think maybe he could have been abusive. I'm not 100% sure. So also when Nanny was seven, she was riding on a train to go visit family and it came to an abrupt stop and she hit her head on a metal pole on the seat in front of her.
Ow.
Yeah. And so for years afterwards, she would suffer from severe headaches, blackouts, and depression.
Jeez.
And she blamed her mental instability on this instance, which seems fair.
Yeah, in this case. Yeah, it probably was never treated. So who knows?
Right. Well, and then it's also one of those things, like, if you listen to podcasts, like, I think Small Town Murder maybe mentions it, or maybe it was, like, My Favorite Murder or whatever, but, like, so many serial killers at some point in their childhood had like some sort of severe head trauma.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about because I've read that somewhere or heard that somewhere too, which it all does make sense too. I mean,
right.
That's where all the things happening. Well, and back then too, when they didn't have a lot of the, I mean, not even mental health stuff, but just like regular medical care.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's fine. Put a bag of peas on it or, you know, a frozen bag of peas, whatever.
I don't think in 1911 or whatever this was.
Oh, 11. Oh, 1911. Yeah. No. Okay. I lost track of what year.
Yeah.
Put a steak on it.
You know.
Yeah. There you go.
Did they have freezers in 1905 in that time frame? I don't know.
Okay. Now I feel real dumb because I don't know. I take back everything I said. Put something cold on it. Okay. Just that.
It's fine.
Do that.
It's fine. So her favorite pastime was reading her mom's romance magazines.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh my.
And she especially loved the Lonely Hearts columns that were in them, which it's like those old school dating columns, you know, like the personal ads and stuff like that.
That's hilarious.
Where people will like write in a little bit about themselves, looking for a partner and stuff.
Yes.
So
that was even a thing back then. That's kind of crazy.
I guess so. Yes.
That surprises me, but cool.
So she often dreamed of her own happily ever after when she got older and got married. And by older, I mean 16. Because that's how old she was.
Pretty standard then.
Yep. That's how old she was when she married her first husband, Charlie Braggs. And she'd only dated him for 4 months. And it sounds like her dad kind of pushed her into it. And so like, plus with like how controlling he was and stuff, it's
right.
Because like her and her sisters weren't allowed to like do their hair, wear makeup or anything like that. Because her dad's reasoning was that so they wouldn't be molested by men. Which according to Murderpedia happened on several occasions anyways, but it doesn't say more than that. So, yeah. So she may have been sexually assaulted as well. I don't know. Like I said, it's hard to find this.
Yeah.
So Charlie, no idea how old he is. I couldn't find that. But they're married in 1921 and they live with his mother, who apparently is like the female version of Nanny's dad.
She's
very controlling. Like her husband Charlie has no family, it's just him and his mom, so she like monopolizes her son's time and like is very controlling of Nanny. So I guess it's like to cope with this, like Nanny started to drink heavily.
Yeah, living with your mother-in-law and just kidding, I don't have a mother-in-law, so I don't know. But, I mean, most would say.
So, they had four daughters between 1923 and 1927.
How many?
Four.
Okay, that's what I thought you said, but okay.
Yep. So, pretty much this woman was pregnant back to back.
Yeah, yikes.
Both Nanny and Charlie would have affairs. And Charlie would often disappear for days on end. Like, he would just...
He wasn't even trying to hide it. Like, he would just go. Okay.
No. Then in 1927, they lost their two middle daughters to suspected food poisoning.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Food poisoning. Are we...
Yeah.
Well, back then... Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's more to it. So well, go on.
Yeah. So apparently, Charlie suspected that Nanny had murdered them. And so he took their oldest daughter and fled. But he left their newborn and his mother with Nanny.
Okay, so they still are with Mama.
Uh-huh. And mother-in-law here, she died shortly after Charlie left.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know. Nothing I read says how or if they suspected Nanny of her death. But it's probably kind of like
point to her. Yeah.
Like, as we go on, you'll be like, I mean, it's
did they say how she died? Or are you getting to that? Or
no.
You don't know. It's just that she died. Okay.
She died. That's all we know.
Food poisoning, probably.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
So in the summer of 1928, Charlie returns with their daughter, as well as another woman who was a divorcee and had children of her own. So, at this point, Charlie and Nanny divorce, and Nanny takes her two daughters and moves in with her mother. So I guess now that Charlie has a new woman and a new family, he doesn't care about his own kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though he had taken that one.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I guess at one point he had told like news reporters and stuff that he was always afraid of Nanny too. So it's like, you're a shit dad. First of all, you took one child and left your newborn and mom.
Yeah.
But then you come back and you're like, hey, you can have this one back because I got a new family.
Right. And leave the one that's like most helpless, a newborn. Like, not that an older child should be left either, but like, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, you're not even going to try to protect the one that can't protect themselves.
Yes. Yes. So Nanny moves back in with her mom. It said her mom, but then, like, I think her dad's maybe still alive now. I don't know.
Shouldn't be, though, because we don't like him, so.
Right. So she's still reading her romance magazines, right? And she starts answering men's advertisements in the Lonely Hearts column, right? Eventually connecting with Frank Harrelson, who was a 23-year-old in Jacksonville, Florida. So they met and married in 1929 when Nanny was 24 and her two daughters now moved to Jacksonville with him. She would soon learn that he was an alcoholic and had a criminal record for assault. Despite that, they were married for 16 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Which, that's crazy.
As we go on, I'll be like, I'm surprised she put up with his shit for as long as she did.
Maybe because her dad was such a controlling guy. I mean, I don't know yet what this husband's done, but I just think maybe she's just used to that kind of.
Yeah.
Well, but not that that's okay either, but I don't know.
It's just weird because she puts up with his shit for a long time, but then she ends up being married 5 times and she doesn't put up with shit for very long with the other.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's where that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. 5 times.
So... Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention her. So her oldest daughter's name is Malvina and the youngest is Florine.
Very unique names.
Yes. So again, I don't know all the details, but in 1943, Malvina gave birth to a little boy named Robert. I think she was married. Not exactly sure who her husband was, but soon after she gives birth to Robert, she became pregnant again, this time to a little girl, but her labor was like really hard. And so Nanny was there helping her with it and stuff. But Malvina was so out of it after she had her daughter. She said she dreamt that she saw her mom, Nanny, sticking a hat pin in the baby's head. So later she talked to her husband and sister about this, and they said Nanny had told them the baby had been stillborn, but they did see her with a needle.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's terrible.
So doctors couldn't determine a cause of death, though.
So the baby, in fact, was dead.
Yes.
That's so terrible.
Yes.
A pin? Like, what?
Oh, it's gonna keep getting.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
And her own grandchild, too. So, yes. Okay, that's cool.
Yep. Like, as she was born, she did this.
Jeez.
So, soon after this, Melvina and her husband separated, and Melvina started dating a soldier whom Nanny disapproved of. And after a particularly nasty fight, I'm thinking over this man, mm-hmm. Melvina goes to visit her father, Charlie. And I'm like, I don't know why you're still talking to your dad, but whatever.
Right. And so she why talk to either of them? Just leave. Clearly right. They're toxic, both of them.
Right. So she leaves her son Robert with Nanny. And I'm also like, what is with you, your family? And just like, you think your mom maybe killed your newborn daughter, but we're going to leave our... Okay.
That makes sense. Yep. Uh-huh. Let's do that.
So shortly after she leaves, on July 7th of 1945, Robert died suddenly and mysteriously under Nanny's care. He was 2.
Wow. So this was the oldest that she
yes.
had. Okay. Yes. She just had the 2 and then the other one.
Yes, she just had the 2. So this was Nanny's grandchild.
2 years old.
Uh-huh.
Sad.
And shortly after, Nanny received a $500 from life insurance policy that she had out on him.
Oh.
And
can you do that on grandkids?
Yeah.
I guess I never thought of that. Like, I guess I always just assume, you know, parents on their own kids or on your spouse. Yeah. And wow. Yeah. Well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yep. That's a little over $8,300 in today's money, too.
Jeez. I figured it'd be a lot.
Yep. So then in September of 1945, this is like during World War II, right?
We'll go with that. Yes. Sure.
I'm terrible.
I'm not good with like world history stuff.
Yep. So. I'm like 98% sure. So it's 1945, September 1945. Japan has surrendered to the Allied forces, right?
Okay.
So Frank, the alcoholic husband, celebrated particularly hard and came home very intoxicated. And so, like, it sounds like he had been physically abusive over the last 16 years as well. But on this night, he raped Nanny. And oh, wow. This apparently seemed to be the final straw for her. So she topped off his moonshine with rat poison. And he died a very painful death the next evening.
Good.
And I guess people just assumed because everyone knew he was an alcoholic...
Yeah.
Like, they just assumed.
Like, alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning, food poisoning, something like that.
Just over the top with the booze. Wow.
Yes. Well. So, then, okay. I guess at some point Nanny goes to North Carolina. I don't know if this is because she was responding to another Lonely Hearts column thing called Arlie Lanning. But, like, he was from there. She was... So, like, one thing said, like, she met him while visiting there. But then, like, It talked about responding to his article. So, Either way, she goes to North Carolina. 3 days after meeting Arlie, they're married.
Wow. How old was she, do you think, at this point?
Let's see.
Because she was so young having kids that it makes me think she's still, like... younger than I
well, really are. Okay, so what do we say? So it was like 1945, and then I think this was like still within that time. So I'm still thinking it's like 1945-ish when they got married, or 1946. I never get an exact year of when they got married.
But let's so see, she was only like in her 30s, you think?
40. She was about 40. 40?
That's so young, though. I guess because she was married so young, but geez, to think that she's done... all of this has happened and she's still that young. Like, a lot more can happen, clearly. So,
okay. Right. So, again, I'm not exactly sure when they met and married. An article mentions Arlie dying in 1952 and it says several years after they got married. So, I don't know how soon they got married or how long they were married. But Arlie was also an alcoholic and a womanizer. But now Nanny's the one who would disappear for days on end. But when she came back, she'd be like the doting, loving housewife, all of these things, right? So when Arlie died in 1952 to apparent heart failure, which again, no one found odd because he was a heavy drinker, the whole town supported Nanny. They were like, yep, like, you poor thing. But the house they lived in was actually left to Arlie's sister.
Okay. Interesting.
However, a few days later, it burned down, and Nanny's the one who got the insurance money for it.
Why? Wouldn't it go to the sister if it she technically owned it? I guess back then, maybe things were different, too.
I have no idea. But shortly after getting that money, she left North Carolina. But before she did, Arlie's mom died in her sleep.
Jeez, she's just taking him out with her when she goes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're assuming, but...
Yes. And this is another one where it's like, I'm not 100%... Like, there's... I mean, it's highly likely Nanny did this. And also, if you didn't catch it, like, Nanny totally poisoned Arnie.
Oh, yeah.
Arlie.
100%. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be her choice of weapon, I guess. So.
Yes. Well, I mean, back in that time, arsenic was so easy to get.
Oh, yeah. And no one could test it, really, to find out. I mean, well, they could, but it's different than it is now.
Yeah. Apparently no one, like, I don't know. Later I'm like, how does no one closer be like, it's real weird that all these people are dying of, like, food poisoning and shit around you.
And they're always around you. Hmm.
Yeah. So after this, she moves into her bedridden sister Dovey's house. Not sure where this is, but soon after, Dovey is also dead.
Hey, Dark Hearts! We wanted to tell you about one of our favorite products that helps keep you safe and also gives you peace of mind.
She's Birdie is a cool little device that is small enough you can hook it on a keychain, bag, or even just carry it.
There are two different types of birdies. The original birdie, when activated, chirps very loud. Trust me, it's ear piercing. We've tried it. And also has an intense strobe light that helps deter attackers and gets the attention of potential bystanders.
The She's Birdie Plus is a Bluetooth-enabled device that connects to an app on your phone that gives you 24/7 support where live reps are available. It can also send you a fake call to get out of an uncomfortable situation, as well as provide GPS location to your chosen contacts. This birdie does require a subscription you can either pay monthly or annually.
The best part is you can get 15% off your order when you use the code DARKHEARTS15.
Check out shesbirdie.com to see what fun colors and patterns you can purchase.
Stay Heartland kind and be extra Darkland wary with your new birdie. Wow.
Uh-huh.
That is crazy.
Yep. Yep.
So she's like, I mean, a mass serial killer at this point.
Oh, if yes.
She's, I mean, if we're going to assume that she's responsible.
Yeah.
Gosh. Like, she just can't help herself.
Apparently not.
Wow. Her own family, her own grandkids. Wow.
Yeah. So then she joined a dating service called the Diamond Club and met Richard Morton, and they married in Emporia, Kansas in 1952.
So we're on number three. Is this third husband then?
Fourth.
Oh, because Charlie, then the guy in Florida, then the Arlie. Okay.
So, also, like, let's just point out, it's 1952. That's not long after Charlie, or Arlie, and her sister's deaths.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She moved on real quick.
Uh-huh. So, Richard's not an alcoholic, but he is a womanizer and has a ton of affairs.
Richard. Yep. What a Richard, you know? We'll right? just say it that way.
Don't be a Richard.
Exactly.
So in January of 1953, Nanny's mom comes to live with them after falling and breaking her hip. Because at this point, her dad is dead. So shortly after moving in with them, Nanny's mom is dead.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But weird, like, what is the motive behind some of these other than just, like, the urge to kill, I guess? Maybe that's what it boils down to. Because some of them were money-related, it seemed, but...
Right. And we'll kind of get into it, but there's no real, actual, like, clear motive. Like, we'll kind of talk about it, but, like, for her family members, there's no real... Like, the husbands I can kind of see.
Yeah.
The other people, not so much.
Right. It's like they're just collateral damage.
Uh-huh. So then in May of 1953, after finding out about all of her husband Richard's affairs, she poisoned him, and he died under mysterious circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, your mom died in January or so.
Mm-hmm.
He's now dying in May. That's not very long after. People aren't like...
And this is the same town. It's not like she... I mean, I know she's moved around a few times where that could be easier, you know, to hide it. But yeah, that close together. And how come she's never dying from like being poisoned, but she lives right there. They're eating the same things.
Yeah.
You know, most likely.
And like...
How dumb are these people?
Right. And like, Richard wasn't an alcoholic. So it's not like they even had that to be like, oh, well, he was an alcoholic. So that's not surprising.
Right.
And
it takes a lot of alcohol. I mean, to die from, well, and people who are alcoholics can function pretty well with a lot of alcohol. So that's also just a bit bizarre.
Yeah. So who knows? Hard to say.
Wow, Nanny.
I know. So now we're in June of 1953. A month after her last husband's death, she marries Samuel Doss of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here we are in Oklahoma.
We end up in Oklahoma.
We end in Oklahoma, so I'm like, that's what this case is.
That's fair. Plus, the other states, right? You said Kansas. I said Kansas, too.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, it's fine. So Sam here is a minister in a Nazarene church. I Googled it. I don't fully understand what it means, but like apparently they're just like trying to make everyone disciples of God.
Okay. I know I've heard of like, the Church of Nazarene, but I'm not exactly sure what they're...
Yeah, it's another sect of Christianity.
Statement. Yeah. Yeah. You
know, he was a widower and he lost his family to a tornado in Arkansas.
That's sad.
I know.
And random. Wow. Yeah. You don't hear about that very often. I mean, as far as people dying in them, but.
So not sure when or like if it was like a bunch of like if he had children. It was just what, you know, I don't really know. So he didn't like the fact that Nanny was really into romance novels and he like super disapproved of them. Didn't think they were okay. So, then in September...
And how did she meet him? I thought maybe she probably...
I don't know. I'm assuming another... I think it was another Lonely Hearts thing. I think it's like, we could just keep going with those romance things. But then again, that doesn't make sense. I have no idea. Yeah. Because if he doesn't approve of romance...
Unless he didn't want her... Like, now that he had her, he's like, now you're not going to be on there anymore. I don't want you to read those anymore. That could be you have me. You know?
Yeah. That could be too. I don't really know. So then in September, and I think this is 1954, so I think they've been married for a little over a year now, Sam was admitted to the hospital with flu-like symptoms. He was diagnosed with a severe digestive tract infection.
Okay. Uh-huh. So this could be food poisoning, actually, right?
So he was treated and recovered and released on October 5th. Again, I think 1954. He was dead by October 12th.
Ew.
Finally, people are like, his doctors are like, this is real weird. So, like,
so Oklahoma is where they finally laid down the law. Okay.
Yeah. So they're like, this is weird. He was fine and he died a few days later. So they perform an autopsy and they found a shit ton of arsenic in his system.
Whoa.
So, seems Nanny here got a little too impatient to collect the two life insurance policies she had out on him.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. So
And she was promptly arrested.
Good.
And she confessed to killing the four husbands. Wikipedia and Birderpedia both said she confessed to killing her mom, sister, grandson, Robert, and Arlie's mom as well. But another article says she denied her family members and they were exhumed and found to have large amounts of arsenic as well.
Hmm.
So, again, I don't know, like, I don't know if maybe at first she denied it and then they exhumed him and then she's like, okay, yeah, you got me, I did.
Weird. Yeah. Like, you're already going down for one, so, like, you might as well just own up to all the other ones that you did at this point, like...
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned her only going down for one, so we'll see. But police believe, all told, she murdered 12 people. most of them being family. I mean, really all of them were, because you're married to your husband's, their family. That's all family. So now she got the nickname Giggling Granny from the media because every time she recounted killing one of her husbands, she was grinning and laughing.
Where did I hear about that? That name, the Grinning Granny? Or did you maybe tell me?
I think I texted you and I was like, I'm going to do this one in Oklahoma called the Giggling Granny.
That's why. I was like, the Giggling Granny? All of a sudden, that's just like, huh? I've heard that. Yeah. Okay, that's why. Yeah. Okay.
So of course Nanny blames the head injury on her doing this, and she says it wasn't for the insurance money, but because she was looking for true love and romance like she read about.
So you just off the ones that...
But it's like, also, okay, but like, if you're looking for the true... One, why did you wait so long to kill Frank if he was abusive for 16 years?
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. Maybe she really liked him. He was one, but at the same time... Yeah.
Which could be, you know, like battered wife syndrome, stuff like that, maybe. But then why your family? Why your grandkids? Like, that's not for love.
No.
That's not about true love. Is that just about control?
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of her. I had to look her up now just so I could have a visual of her. And yeah. I mean, she's not a looker by any means. So I'm surprised that she goes through so many husbands, but.
Yeah. So, And like I said, so, you know, and I guess, again, because, like, most of her husbands had underlying health issues, the doctors never looked too hard at their deaths. But it's like, yeah. Richard didn't, though. Like, unless they did and nothing mentioned it. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean?
That's true.
I mean, if he was a womanizer, maybe he had an STD, you know, and in the, I mean, those could be deadly.
That's true. And I feel like back then, too, it was easier to just, like, close the case. Like, okay.
Yeah.
The wife, you know... The poor widow, she's sad, then this happened, like,
right.
Clearly it was an accident, or, yeah.
Yep. So, now, getting back onto the one, despite this, the confessions, prosecutors only went after her for Sam's murder. And she pled guilty on May 17th of 1955. She was never charged with any of the deaths, though.
Interesting.
Like, yep. But it sounds like, I mean, she got life in prison. The prosecutor never went for the death penalty because she was a woman. He was like, yeah. No, we're not going to do that. But then she spent the next 10 years of her life in the Oklahoma State Penitentiary before dying of leukemia in 1965. So she was 60 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, it's one of those things.
She killed a lot of people in that time.
I know. And it's like one of those things where I was like, I mentioned, like, I kind of wanted like a vigilante type thing. And I'm like, some of her husbands, I'm like, I can kind of understand it. Like,
yeah.
If you were just murdering your abusive husbands.
Yes.
Fine.
You do
that. Am I saying it's okay? No, not exactly.
But it's easier to justify when it's something like that. Yes.
Because you probably killed your two middle daughters.
Yeah. Those were the beginning, right?
Yes.
That's so sad. And why just those two? I mean, not saying like, don't kill them all, but like, did you really just not like those two or what?
Right. I'm like, so did you like the oldest?
And
like, she was self-sufficient and the newborn needed you. So you were okay with that. But the other two were just like in between. You're like, ugh, fuck these ones.
Yeah. Like, they liked the dad better or something. Like,
or maybe they were like, really close with the grandma and she was pissed about that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's super weird. And I hate these old cases where like, we'll never actually know. I mean, that's pretty much all cases anyway, unless someone's fully transparent, but even then you can't really trust what someone says other than, you know, evidence and all that good stuff. But
I know. So
at least she like went down for it, I guess. But
I was just like, oh yeah, you got me. Cool. I'll admit to this.
Cool. But I'd rather get the death sentence, I think, than have life in prison. However, at that time, though, like, I would not want the electric chair. Like, if you're going to give me, like, a lethal injection, that's, now I'd be like, just let's be done with this. I don't want to live my life here. But they've also changed things a lot.
I mean,
so back then, give me life.
Listen, it's just, so I know it was a shorter case and stuff like that, but I was like,
I liked it.
I feel like we don't hear about a lot. There was one that I know you and I talked about. I'm like, I know I've heard about her.
Yeah.
It's around here. It's still a good one. Hers was a similar MO to this
one. That's what I was kind of thinking, but who knows? Maybe down the line. I mean, because eventually a lot of these will have been done before anyway, but not everyone listens to it, I guess. Like, you know, we do, or right. we maybe know. So
right.
That was exactly. a good one. I've never heard of her. And that's a pretty wild one, really.
Yeah. I'm like, I hadn't heard of her. So I was like, let's do the slightly lesser known one. Oklahoma, like I said, I was like, eh, we'll call it Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think it's good because it ends up there, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. And we haven't done Oklahoma for a while, I feel like.
No, that's why I was like, I went into Murderpedia and I was like, women killers of Oklahoma.
Yeah, like, there you go. Murderpedia
kind of went there and...
Yeah. Well,
there
cool.
we are.
What's the wow. giggling granny? Good stuff. Giggling granny. That's actually pretty funny too. And especially because she was, I mean, she wasn't really old, but for I mean, that time period.
For that time.
Yeah. The giggling granny.
I know it's funny because like, it's so funny to me because you look at pictures of her like around that time, which is like 50s, 60s. And my sister and I were talking, it just feels my parents are going to be 60 this year. And I'm like, they don't look like 60-year-olds. Like, you remember no. when we were kids and our grandparents, like, they looked old.
Yes.
They looked the way this giggling granny
so different.
Looks in these things at, yeah. like, 60. And you're like, but now you're like, nah, I don't nah. see it. And I don't know if it's, like, because I'm older and, like,
I know. I don't know if it's
thing.
Yeah.
Or
even when you're
like,
younger and you think of high school kids and, like, they seem, like, adults, you know, and now yeah. I'm like, oh, they're just kids. Maybe it just with age it changes
with age, but also I mean you got to think about like, I mean we got better skincare products, we've got yeah. better, you know,
we do have a lot more available. I was laughing the other day, there was this meme, and you know the movie Father of the Bride,
yes,
well, the second one when well, I guess it doesn't matter which one, but when the mom gets pregnant at the same time as the daughter, but then there's the picture of Steve Martin and Diane Keaton, it's like, remember when these are, they're 45 years old and we're supposed to look like this, and they look so old. And I'm like,
yes,
it was so funny to me. Cause I thought, well, they did not cast that well, I guess going for age purposes anyways,
right.
cause thankfully we don't look like that because right? they made them look very old.
Yes, so, they did. I yeah. feel like Steve Martin has always looked,
he has never aged. Like, he looked, he's looked the same ever since he was young.
But he's never looked young.
No, exactly. Like, he's just looked the same, always. He doesn't look
yes.
old, but he doesn't look young. And maybe just because yep. his hair went white, like, at an early age.
Right.
But
maybe that's it.
Well, and Diane Keaton, I mean, they have her, like, you know, she has a very classic old school, like, grandma haircut
yes.
with the glasses. And she's wearing this sweater with, like, the shirt, you know, the collar. And
yes.
it's like, nah. But, yeah. So... that's not old, but that's old, I guess, back then.
Yeah.
So interesting. Well, on that note, I don't know. Have you read some books? Have you watched some shows? I guess we did finish, for those of you who are watching The Last of Us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
I hate when you find a show that you love and then it ends all fast. I feel like that was a short season, but it just went too fast.
I mean, they always do. Yeah, I've been listening to The Priory of the Orange Tree on Audible, which is a 25-hour audiobook.
But I guess if you're in the car a lot, too, it goes by quick.
Well,
so.
Yeah. And then I've been reading Stephen King's Insomnia still, because oh, no. it's almost 800 pages. I'm like 40-some percent of the way through. But I
hey,
did,
that's pretty good.
I did from Libby get The Final Girls by Riley Sager.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, I have that on my list, so
yes, so I'm like I just started it yesterday, so I'm not super far in. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how we play out.
Yeah, one of those,
we'll see.
Okay,
so but watching, I've been so behind on watching my shows and everything, just because the last few weeks, it's like my daughter had her double ear infection, now as I was telling you, we're dealing with this strange rash, I had a sinus infection, like it's just been a lot, so I haven't really kept up with anything. The Mandalorian started, so I've watched
oh, yes,
that first
I saw
episode
that.
But
this
I
is
need,
the way I know
this
that,
is but... the way
I like
so I still
stuff,
need
but...
to I need to catch up on last week's episode, but I think it come the new ones come out tomorrow, so I might just watch both tomorrow.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yep, so
I mean, I don't really have any other shows. I will watch like a good documentary. I watched the MH, the disappearance of MH370. Do you remember the Malaysian
yes.
airplane?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a Netflix special. It's only three episodes and it's super interesting.
I saw that. That's I saw that that was on there. I also want to watch, I was told about a British comedy called the the IT crowd or something like that.
Oh, I've heard of that, but I have no clue what it's about.
And I remember years ago seeing like clips on Facebook and stuff about it and thinking it looked interesting, but I couldn't figure out what it was called. So mm-hmm. at the book club, they were talking about it. Mm. So we did that. And then I added that to my group. So kids are on spring break, so I might try to get some stuff watched this week. I'm going to try to make sure I get the Final Girls finished this week. Before I start next week with all of my reading too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like I said, with that trans right stuff, I've got, like I said, at least 10 books I'm trying to read.
And what's the time span you have?
March 20th through the 27th.
Oh, so a week, literally.
A week.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. 10 though. Can you listen to them too though? Like, can you listen to some?
I got them all. I have them in like physical copy. Oh, yeah. Some of them are a little bit shorter. So I think, if I can at least get like 6 of them read, I'll be happy. I think I can do it.
I bet you could.
So
I have faith in you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So,
Sending all the good juju.
So this week, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna read The Final Girls, but I don't think that's gonna take me. It's like 300 some pages, but it's one of those books that it goes quick, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cause I'm already like 100 plus pages in.
Yeah. Some of those books you have to. I'm currently reading The Honeys, which you gave me. I'm struggling, though, to get into it. The first, I did read reviews on it, though, and they said, like, nothing happens until 150 or something.
Yeah. So I let a girl at work borrow it first, mm-hmm. and she was like, it's confused. She's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. She's
same.
Like,
same. It's like, whoever you are. Yeah. Yep. Same.
But she was like, it took a bit. She's like, yeah, it's a little bit. But then like it gets good. But like, she's like, almost throughout it all, she's like, I don't know what's going on, but like neither does the narrator or like, you know, the guy.
There were
so
very mixed reviews on it. Some people absolutely loved it. We're like,
yes,
this is the best book. And others were like, wait, what? So yeah. I guess we'll see where I fall, but
right. So I was gonna say I have that one, and I think you and I got you also, what was it, The Shadow?
Secret So Deep.
Yes.
I see it behind you. I feel like I can see it. No, I would point to it, but that's not helpful to you. So
never mind.
I thought it was that black one. Sorry, Cassie has her bookshelf behind her, guys. That one. Yeah, what's the one you just touched?
This?
Yeah.
That's Unchosen.
Oh, never mind then. I can't read the titles from here, but it looks like the book, the cover, because I know I have it too.
Yeah.
And I have that on my list to read.
I know it's over here somewhere. I just reorganized my bookshelf and I have to reorganize it yet again. I know I just had it because it's right by The Honeys. But yes, Secret So Deep. I have that one too.
Yep. So we can read and discuss. I got a gift card to Barnes & Noble because I usually don't buy books from there just because they're expensive. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was like buy one, get one 50% off. And so I used a gift card and I got like 4 books, and I'm too lazy to go like pick them up. So they're actually being shipped and I cannot wait for them to show up.
Fantastic. I love it.
Yes. But that's about it. I mean,
yeah, same.
I have nothing else. I'm a pretty,
I don't either.
Pretty
so
person.
Yeah, you guys, again, with that trans rights readathon, I'm going to link that in our show notes. It's a Pledge It page. I have my TikTok as well, my personal TikTok, where I will, at the end of it all, post showing that I did, you know, donate to the places I said I donate, because Pledge It, it's kind of nice. They aren't like GoFundMe. They don't take a percentage. It's based on if people want to donate to them.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So I thought that was really nice. So I'm using them. So I will make, you know, a TikTok at the end of it all showing that I did, in fact, donate where I said I was going to donate to. So if you feel so inclined, that'll be in the show notes. Or again, even if you just share it, I'd greatly appreciate it. But otherwise, if you want to hit us up with any story ideas, questions, comments, all the things, you can email us at heartland.darkland@gmail.com, Facebook, Heartland Darkland Podcast, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We're on all the things.
Yeah, we are.
We're there. So
we're there.
Until
find
next,
us.
Yeah, you know, we're there. So until next time, stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.